The holiday season can be a stressful time of year. There's a lot to do, shopping for holiday gifts, planning, hosting your own holiday party, or attending holiday parties, and visiting with family and friends. For those of you who might be recovering from an addiction to alcohol, this particular time of year may be one of the hardest. Here today with us is Nancy Knott, a certified alcohol and drug counselor and interventionist with the Scripps McDonald Center, and she's here to share some excellent tips on how to stay strong and how to stay sober during the holidays. Nancy, welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be here.
So let's talk about some of the main stressors that can lead to relapse.
Well, the holidays bring up a lot of issues that perhaps somebody in early recovery has not really looked at. So when they're in early recovery, they need to be really aware of financial problems that affect everybody on the holidays, but especially somebody in early recovery, they may have a need to spend too much money to try to compensate for perhaps pain they feel they've brought their family. They need to understand that they are enough just in their recovery. Another issue are too many activities. The good news and the bad news about being in recovery from addiction is we tend to fill time. Most of us that are in early recovery, or any recovery for that matter from addiction, tend to have a lot of energy. That can work to the good, that can work to the not so good. So what we're suggesting is pare down the activities a little bit, but even more than paring them down, be very mindful of what your activities are going to be. For example, going to a party where alcohol is served, really in the first 5 years of recovery, not a good idea. Going to work in a soup kitchen to serve perhaps some of the people of San Diego County that have not had the benefit of recovery, working in a place like that, good idea. So again, it's being discerning and also understanding that the life has changed, and there are going to be some really great benefits, but for especially the first couple of Christmases in recovery, it can be a landmine, and we don't want to see that happen.
Now, knowing that we are going to encounter some of these stressors this holiday season, let's talk about some of the tips, some of the to-dos.
Okay. Well, again, stay away from the first drink. Stay away from people that are drinking or using. When I say addiction, I mean alcohol and drugs, any mood-altering substance. Again, when you feel anxious or overwhelmed, get grounded. Ground yourself. That means take a deep breath, step back, remind yourself that, you know, you're in the moment and that recovery is literally one day at a time, sometimes one moment at a time. But if you've been going to your meetings, working with your sponsor, following a 12-step program or a program that's working for you to stay clean and sober, you're in good shape. Those are your insurance policies that you should be working on early so that when these moments come up, as they do for anyone in early recovery or any recovery for them for that matter, it's good to have your plan. It's very good not to have alcohol in your home at any time if you're in early recovery. And again, it's a wonderful time to, when you get in that moment, because you can't always plan every moment of your life. If you're in recovery and you're in a moment where you are exposed to alcohol or substances, that's when you stop, take a deep breath again, go back in your mind of what happened the last time you drank. What happened? What type of events happened that had catastrophic results that actually helped you get into recovery?
What about the family? Because I'm sure this is a major stressor during the holidays and perhaps throughout the year.
Well, yeah, and you know, families are can be the best support and the worst support at the same time without knowing it. And I would say families usually mean well. They want to help that, especially in early recovery. They want to help their loved one. One thing they can do right off the bat is, hey, have an alcohol-free holiday season. Really easy to do. The person in early recovery is not usually going to ask that. They're going to feel embarrassed a lot of the time. But if you decide as a family, we're going to have an alcohol-free holiday. We are supportive. This is a family member in early recovery. We do not need alcohol to have fun. That's huge.
Yeah, I would think so. Definitely supportive. Although I'm always amazed how many recovering addicts will say, it's okay, I'm fine with it.
Exactly. I'm in recovery myself for many, many years. And that was what I would always say, because it's almost, you don't want to stand out and feel like, oh, I'm going to ruin everybody's fun. I know my sisters were incredible because they made that decision on their own. They just said, you know what? Alcohol has done enough in our family. We do not need it to have fun. And if you do need it to have fun, you might want to look at that.
Now, with the family, what are some of the signs, since everybody's coming home and this is kind of a good time that you can get a handle on what's going on with your loved ones? What are some of the signs that we should be looking for that maybe that loved one needs some counseling or needs some help?
Well, since addiction is a progressive disease, families who are seeing loved ones, for example, a college student coming back after being gone for a few months, family and friends coming into town, you've got a perfect opportunity because since addiction is usually a gradual decline, you're going to be fast forwarding. You're going to see where that person is now, and you need to pay attention to it. If you see somebody that is showing signs of addiction, which are, you know, either not being able to sleep, sleeping too much, constantly drinking or being in positions to start drinking, checked out from the family, you need to look at that because, again, you need to look at that. The biggest problem that we find at the McDonald's Center is people wait too long to get help for their loved ones. They wait too long. It's a disease of denial. And family members miss a lot of it. They don't, first of all, they don't want it to be happening usually. There's a lot of fear around it. There's a lot of shame around it. That a lot of times people say, well, you know, Joe's coming into town, but, you know, get rid of the booze, all that. But, you know, he's got to hit bottom. He's just going to have to hit bottom and decide. That kills people. That is like horse and buggy thinking. The current thinking on addiction is the family intervenes. The family steps in when they see that this is a problem. And again, addiction thrives in the dark. That's what we always say at the Scripps McDonald Center. Addiction thrives in the dark.
It's difficult, too. And sometimes you don't know where to go to get help. What resources are out there?
Well, at the Scripps McDonald Center, I would urge families to, if they, again, you usually know there's a problem, even if you don't know there's a problem, meaning at some level, you know, we need to look at this. We have a free of charge intervention seminar every Saturday at 10:30 in the morning at the Scripps McDonald Center, free of charge. We give you an incredible intervention on what to look for, signs and symptoms, and what to do if indeed your loved one does have an addiction or alcoholism problem. Also, we do free of charge assessments at the Scripps McDonald Center. Getting the loved one into getting the assessment can be tricky. That's why we have intervention services at the McDonald Center. We have other services available at the Scripps McDonald Center in addition to the assessments free of charge, in addition to the intervention services. We also have intensive outpatient for both adolescents and adults services, and we also have an intensive residential 28-day treatment program. We've been around for a long time. We know what we're doing there. We love to help people get well.
Thank you, Nancy, so much for being with us today and sharing your sober living tips with our listeners. I'm Jodina. This has been Nancy Knott, a certified alcohol and drug counselor and interventionist with the Scripps McDonald Center. If you'd like more information about Scripps and the services that they offer or to get a referral to a Scripps physician, call 1-800-SCRIPPS or visit www.scripps.org.